Kingston City Council got answers in the form of a comprehensive information report on the feasibility of using beet-based and similar alternative de-icing products for Kingston Winter Road maintenance practices during their May 5th council meeting. Following a request by council at their March 24th meeting, as previously covered by CFRC LGI reporter Christina Laurie, the study explored the feasibility and potential impacts of alternative products, including beet juice, molasses-based products, cheese processing brines, distillery byproducts, and more, from multiple perspectives. The report found that beet juice-based additives did not provide meaningful advantages over existing practices and introduced new challenges in the form of increased costs, negative environmental impact, and additional infrastructure requirements. The report estimated an upfront cost of $160,000 for new storage infrastructure, the rental of an additional winter maintenance vehicle, and an additional 6-10% material cost for the beet juice-based additive. This estimate did not include the repair and maintenance costs for clogged or damaged equipment. While the environmental impacts of road salt, including potential harm to aquatic life, soil degradation, and increased corrosion of vehicles, bridges, and other infrastructure was noted, the report asserts that Kingston's current maintenance program uses a coordinated and proactive approach to minimize the environmental impact of salt and already aligns with national best practices for reducing road salt. In addition, environmental impact studies done by researchers at Queen's University have found that beet-based additives may pose greater risk to freshwater ecosystems than traditional salt, with its high sugar content causing a 68-fold decrease in dissolved oxygen levels. Beet juice additives are not new, with several municipalities including Toronto, Barrie, London, Chatham, and Belleville exploring their use in winter maintenance in the late 2000s. With the hopes that this agricultural byproduct could reduce salt use and lessen environmental impacts. The results of these studies showed minimal improvement over existing products and an increase in pretreatment costs of 35% on average. Complaints of clogged equipment, staining, odor, and the need for special heated storage have led to all but one supplier discontinuing beet-based additive programs entirely. The last recorded sale of beet juice-based additive de-icing material in the province was to the City of London in 2021. Councillor Osanek thanks city staff for their report.
Thanks for staff for looking into the beet juice. Now we know, and I'm fine with the way that it's written, that it's too expensive to do, and also that it's not as effective as people have led on that it has been. So now we know. If anyone asks us, you know, next winter, we have a report that we can refer to.
She also noted that the sugar left behind by beet juice has a potential to attract wildlife to the side of the road and asked that this be included in the report.
Because beet juice is sweet, the sugar content that is then left on the road can actually attract wildlife to the road, such as deer and dear to me, they also mentioned reptiles like turtles. And the last thing we want is to attract turtles onto our roadways in the springtime.
Councillor Tozo expressed his disappointment in the findings, but remained pragmatic.
I am disappointed we can't use beet-based solutions. And I'm really disappointed Councillor Boehm isn't here because this was his motion. The beat goes on, I guess.
The findings of this report will be incorporated into expected updates to the city's next minimum maintenance standards review of its winter maintenance program and salt management plan.